For more on today's events in the Middle East, we turn now to two journalists in Jerusalem. David Horowitz is Israeli and the editor of Jerusalem Report. Daoud Kutab is Palestinian and director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The two prime ministers said what was expected of them today, and I wonder, broadly, can they deliver? First, Daoud Kutab, can Mahmoud Abbas guarantee that renunciation of terrorism that he spoke of today, or can he see to it that weapons are only in the hands of those in charge of upholding the law and order?
Well, I think guarantee is a big word. No, nobody can guarantee anything. Americans can't guarantee completely the security of America, and Palestinians and Israelis cannot guarantee it. But I think the atmosphere is quite appropriate, and the leaders of the Islamic groups have said publicly that they are willing to give this peace process a chance by ceasing their activities, provided that the Israelis don't go after their leaders and assassinate them.
David Horowitz, can Ariel Sharon dismantle the settlement outposts that his own government deems illegal? And then, despite all those demonstrators out in the streets of Jerusalem today, for example, can he move on to actually dismantling settlements per se?
I think politically he can. He's got fairly solid support in his current coalition, and even if the parties to the right of him were to pull out, he has the Labour Party who are pledging to back him. So I think the political support is there. I think there's potential for tremendous opposition, and that opposition will grow or fade depending really on what happens on the Palestinian side. I mean, it's all the same question in a way. If Israelis in the mainstream feel that something really dramatic did shift and that the armed intifada is indeed coming to an end, then Sharon's political support will be all the greater.
To what extent, I want to know from both of you, to what extent do you believe that we are at a moment of punctuation and change in this conflict? Daoud Kutab, do you think we are at the end of the, as Mahmoud Abbas says, the militarized intifada?
I think that there is a bottoming out of whatever we've had the last 2.5 years. There is a sense of exhaustion. There is a sense of, you know, there is no more that we can get out of more attacks and so on. And people are, certainly on the public level, are hugely in favor and in expectations of a change. They're clinging on straws, maybe, but they are really in support and hoping that whatever happened or happens after Aqaba can be better than we've had the last 2.5 years.
David Horowitz, you get a sense that we are at a turning point?
I think we might be, and I'd love to be optimistic, but I'm very skeptical, and I'm skeptical really because Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas are not in fact counterparts. While Ariel Sharon is indeed the chief Israeli strategist, if you like, it's Yasser Arafat, not the Palestinian prime minister who we saw at Aqaba, who really controls Palestinian strategy. And if Arafat has indeed decided to end the armed intifada, then I do think this could really be a turning point. But if, in the end, Mahmoud Abbas doesn't have the support from Arafat and the public support, then with the best will in the world, and he may well have the best will in the world, then I fear that this will just be another summit that leads nowhere.
The Israelis had wanted the Palestinian Authority to waive a right of return for refugees to Israel. They didn't get that. But they did get something today that many Israeli observers thought unlikely just yesterday, which was President Bush saying, "I am strongly committed to Israel's security as a vibrant Jewish state." Daoud Kutab, should we hear the phrase Jewish state, which might be innocuous in another context, as a code phrase here for no Palestinian right of return to Israel?
Well, I think the issue of the right of return has more symbolic value than real value. Everybody knows that, for the most part, no Palestinian refugees are going to return. I will tell you something, that tomorrow morning, more than 700 Palestinians are going to publish an ad supporting the Nusaybe Ayalon project, which undermines the idea of the right of return by supporting an independent Palestinian state in the 67 borders. Of course, also, Ayalon supports that settlements should be removed.
So, Ayalon is the former head of Israeli intelligence, Sarah Nusseibeh,
exactly.
The Palestinian philosopher, and they've been
president
running
of Al-Quds University.
President of your university, running an independent peace initiative for the past couple
yes.
of years. David Horowitz?
I think many Israelis would be delighted to hear what Daoud Kutab just said, which is that everybody knows there'll be no right of return, because most Israelis feel that perhaps the key factor that led to the failure of the last attempt at peacemaking under Clinton at Camp David was Arafat's insistence on the right of return. That is at the root of the Israeli sense of betrayal by Yasser Arafat. I mean, I wonder if Daoud is a little overly sympathetic to Arafat when he says, you know, maybe Arafat did, you know, support some violent actions in the past. As far as Israelis are concerned, Yasser Arafat rejected the last attempt at peacemaking, and that's why the question of how key a player he is and what role he's going to play now is so crucial.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us once again. David Horowitz, editor of Jerusalem Report, and Daoud Kutab, director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.